Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cosmic Queries is an illustrated popular science book by Neil deGrasse Tyson, written with physicist and science popularizer James Treefill, that extends the public question-driven style of StarTalk into a broad survey of cosmic inquiry. Published by National Geographic, it belongs to the accessible astrophysics and science communication genre, but its scope is wider than astronomy alone. The book uses large questions about origin, identity, life, and destiny as entry points into cosmology, physics, planetary science, biology, and the history of scientific discovery. Rather than presenting the universe as a finished explanation, it emphasizes how evidence, models, observation, and uncertainty work together in modern science. Its purpose is to help general readers understand what scientists currently know about the universe, where the major gaps remain, and why questions about humanity cannot be separated from questions about matter, stars, planets, and time. The result is a guided introduction to cosmic perspective grounded in contemporary science. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning ancient human questions into testable scientific inquiry. A central feature of Cosmic Queries is its treatment of questions that often begin as philosophy but become scientific when they are connected to observation and evidence. Questions such as how life began, whether humanity is alone, and what place Earth occupies in the universe are not answered through speculation alone. Tyson and Treefill frame them as problems that can be approached through astronomy, chemistry, geology, biology, and physics. This matters because the book does not separate wonder from method. It shows that scientific thinking narrows uncertainty by asking what kind of evidence would support or weaken a claim. For example, the question of human significance is not addressed by asserting cosmic importance or insignificance. It is explored through scale, planetary context, stellar evolution, and the ordinary physical ingredients from which life is made. The book, therefore, presents science as a disciplined way of reformulating large questions so they can be investigated. Its practical intellectual value lies in showing readers how curiosity becomes knowledge only when it is attached to measurement, comparison, and revision. Secondly, explaining human origins through cosmic and planetary history, the book connects human existence to a much longer chain of cosmic events. Beginning with the early universe and extending through stars, chemical enrichment, planetary formation, and biological evolution. Its treatment of origin is not limited to a single starting point. Instead, it presents humanity as the outcome of layered processes. The universe creates the conditions for matter. Stars forge heavier elements, planetary systems provide environments, and life emerges within chemical and geological constraints. This approach is important because it avoids treating humans as isolated from the rest of nature. The atoms in living bodies, the energy systems that sustain Earth, and the long timescales required for complexity all belong to the same physical story. By placing biology within cosmology, Cosmic Queries helps readers understand why astrophysics is relevant to ordinary existence. The book also makes clear that origin questions have different levels of certainty. Some parts of cosmic history are strongly supported by observation, while the precise pathway from non-living chemistry to life remains an active research area. Dark matter and dark energy as markers of scientific humility. Cosmic Queries gives particular attention to subjects such as dark matter and dark energy, because they reveal both the strength and the limits of modern science. These topics are useful not only because they are mysterious, but because they show how scientists can have strong evidence for something without yet knowing its full nature. Dark matter is inferred from gravitational effects, including the behavior of galaxies and large-scale cosmic structure. Dark energy is associated with the observed acceleration of cosmic expansion. In both cases, the book uses the unknown not as a failure of science, but as evidence of how science operates when observations exceed existing explanations. This is a valuable corrective to simplified popular accounts that present science as a collection of settled facts. Tyson and Treefill emphasize that uncertainty can be productive when it is precise. Scientists may not know what dark matter is, but they can describe what it does and what any successful explanation must account for. The topic, therefore, deepens the reader's understanding of evidence, inference, and unresolved frontiers. Fourthly, the search for extraterrestrial life and the meaning of Earth in context. The question of whether humanity is alone is one of the book's most accessible themes, but Cosmic Queries treats it with scientific caution. The search for life beyond Earth requires more than imagining intelligent civilizations. It depends on understanding planets, atmospheres, chemistry, liquid water, stellar environments, biosignatures, and the limits of current detection methods. The book places Earth in comparative context by considering what makes a planet habitable and how many steps may separate simple chemistry from complex organisms or technological. life. This distinction is important because popular discussions often collapse extraterrestrial life into alien intelligence. Tyson and Trefill keep the broader scientific picture visible. Microbial life, habitable zones, exoplanets, and planetary histories may matter as much as radio signals or spacecraft. The topic also changes how readers view Earth. If life is rare, Earth becomes scientifically precious. If life is common, humanity becomes part of a larger biological pattern. Either possibility expands the scale of human self-understanding without requiring unsupported conclusions. Lastly, StarTalk-style communication using history, visuals, and public curiosity, the structure and tone of cosmic queries reflect its connection to StarTalk, where public questions provide a route into technical subjects. This format shapes the book in important ways. Rather than proceeding like a textbook, it moves through recognizable questions and uses them to introduce relevant science. The National Geographic presentation, including photographs and explanatory graphics, supports that purpose by making abstract scales and processes easier to imagine. The book also uses historical context to show that scientific knowledge is cumulative. Earlier discoveries in astronomy, physics, and biology are not treated as isolated facts. They become steps in a longer process by which models are replaced, refined, or expanded. This communication strategy distinguishes the book from more mathematical introductions to cosmology. Its emphasis is conceptual clarity rather than formal derivation. For readers who may be intimidated by astrophysics, the combination of questions, images, historical framing, and conversational explanation lowers the barrier to entry while still preserving the central scientific ideas and the provisional nature of research. In conclusion, Cosmic Queries is best suited for general readers who are curious about space, physics, life in the universe, and the scientific meaning of human origins, especially those who prefer conceptual explanation over mathematics. It will also appeal to listeners of StarTalk and readers who want a guided overview of major cosmic questions without entering a specialized textbook. The practical benefit is intellectual orientation readers learn how scientists connect evidence from telescopes, laboratories, planetary studies, and physical theory to questions that feel personal and philosophical. The book can sharpen critical thinking by showing how uncertainty, inference, and evidence differ from mere opinion. Compared with many popular astrophysics books, it stands out through its question-driven structure and its National Geographic visual design. It is less narrowly focused than a book only about black holes, the Big Bang, or exoplanets, but and more explicitly concerned with how cosmic knowledge changes human self-understanding. Its strongest quality is synthesis. Tyson and Trefill bring together cosmology, astrobiology, physics, and science history in a format designed for accessibility. Readers seeking advanced technical depth may need additional works, but those seeking a clear, engaging map of the biggest questions in modern cosmic science will find it a useful entry point. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.